All right, before we go to the final verse of the chapter, I am inspired to hear the chanting of Nandini Radha Devi Dasi. Would she be so kind as to chant for the congregation and humble? All right, let's finish up now with the last verse of chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. We'll finish another chapter here. When you're ready, say Hari Bol. Yetu dharmamritam idam yatoktam paryupasate sraddhadhana mat parama bhaktaste tiva me priya yea, those who to but dharma of religion, amritam, nectar, idam, this, yata, as, uktam, said, paryupasate, completely engage, sradhadhana, with faith, matparama, taking me, the Supreme Lord, as everything. Bhakta, devotees. Te, they. Ativa, very, very. Me, to me. Priya, dear. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service, and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. So this is the final verse of this chapter. Let's see what Prabhupada wants us to learn in this final verse. Srila Prabhupada ki. In this chapter, from verse 2 through the end, from Maya Avesha Manoye Mam, fixing the mind on me, through Yetu Dam Amritam Idam, this religion of eternal engagement, the Supreme Lord has explained the process of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such processes are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person engaged in them. And I'm reminded of the statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan Goswami, at the time of initiation, Krishna accepts that person as good as Himself. Continuing, such processes are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahman, or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna. And the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the Personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. In other words, in this chapter, it is decided that through good association, one develops attachment for pure devotional service, and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master, and from him begins to hear and chant and observe the regulative principles of devotional service with faith, attachment, and devotion, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. So this is the stage you are at. This is the, myself included, not just you. This is the platform where we're at. This part of the paragraph. Good association, you did that. You got attached to pure devotional service, because that's what ISKCON is promoting. ISKCON is promoting pure devotional service. Okay. So you got the association. You then got attachment. Then you accepted a bona fide spiritual master. You began to hear and chant and observe the regulative principles. Then you have faith, attachment, and devotion. This is all happening gradually, step by step. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the only absolute path for self-realization, for the attainment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth, as described in this chapter, is recommended only up to the time one surrenders himself for self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with a pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, one works without fruitive result, meditates and cultivates knowledge to understand spirit and matter. This is necessary as long as one is not in the association of a pure devotee. Fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in Krishna consciousness, in pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step-by-step improvements in spiritual realization. Devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, is more congenial. Now here comes a very nice sentence. One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together, because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically. Now, that last sentence, who will capture that sentence? Somebody who has faith. If you have faith, that last sentence will be your line that you live by. So this is the platform we want to come to. In another purport, the same thing is expressed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The chanter understands everything comes by mercy of the holy name. When one can accept that fact, that yes, everything I want to achieve will happen simply by the mercy of the holy name, then you can chant nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of devotional service. We have finished another chapter here in this Kundan Loka. We have finished the middle six chapters, which are considered the most confidential chapters, because the first six chapters and the last six chapters are protective coverings for these middle six. Now, next session we will start the final six chapters of Bhagavad Gita.